despite the title, this one is for single ladies and married ladies. And if you do have kids in the room, you might want to not or pop in some earbuds, because I might say some things related to guys cheating women, throw some buzzwords out there that you might want to keep in an adult space. Hold on to your seats, because we need to have a real conversation about this one. Let's go. Hello, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslimah Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslimah, currently in London. So I, if you're listening to this, because I record my podcast ahead of time, I'm most likely in London, either meeting you all today or tomorrow. For any reason, something happened and something, and I didn't show up in London, then you'll know why I'm talking like this. But alhamdulillah, we are actually doing some work in London with some other local groups. And so excited to, you know, be with our people over there. So we have a lot of people actually follow us in London. If you've been on the podcast for a while, let me explain to you how it kind of goes. A lot of people ask me, like, who actually tunes in. So we have about, I think, 5.6 million on the podcast now, and like 150 countries, you guys know. But when it comes down to a breakdown, I think there's like 30% of our listeners are from the UK. And so that's pretty big. So alhamdulillah, excited to hang out and meet a lot of you guys. And if you're listening to this podcast, let me just kind of break down what we're going to be talking about today. If you are single or married, you're going to want to hear this one, because one, here's the thing. As women, one mission that we have here at Mindful Muslimah, if you don't already know how it works in the podcast, is this podcast is all about helping Muslim women level up, skill up, get confidence and clarity on topics that they need advice and help on that nobody's talking about. And so what we help women do is go from surviving everyday life to thriving as women of impact. If you only had these tools and information, we know your life would be better and you would be better. We all would if we had, right? So that's what we're here to help. Every single podcast is just tips and tricks and literally things you could apply within minutes the next day as soon as you hang with the podcast. This one is no different. So I have women calling me, bombarding me like a lot about guys and a lot about divorce and a lot about marriage, amongst other things. So in this podcast, I thought I would share two or three stories that I was recently told. And I'm going to tell you, if you are single and you are currently looking for a guy, you are not going to want to miss these, because you do not want to make these mistakes. I'm going to lay out exactly what happened to the women while keeping their identity secure as usual. That if they would have just done ABC when they first approached the guy, all of this could have been avoided. And I'm talking like these are regular things. Like might be these three ladies I'm highlighting today, but these are three of 300, 3,000, whatever, that have like told me the same story. My point is, this is a regular occurrence, ladies, and we need to stop it. And how do you stop it? By preventative measures and obviously closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my point is, when you know, you do better, right? So we're going to talk about that. Second thing is, if you're married, you might be experiencing some of these things, because the women who called me were married women. So ta-ta-ta-da, you're going to also say, oh no, like, you know, and connect with that. If it's not your story, maybe it's your cousin's story, maybe it's your sister's story. And when somebody else needs advice on this topic, you'll be leveled up so you can help them with that. Does that make sense? And if you're divorced, because low-key, some of these women are divorced. I think one of them, two of them, I have to go back and look right now. But the point is, they're either almost on the brink of divorce, or they're divorced and trying to get married again, still doing it wrong because they still didn't know. The point is, if you're divorced, you might get some insight as to like what happened. Because the last thing we want for divorced women, myself, I was a divorcee and then I remarried, right? A lot of you guys might have seen on my IG lately, I'm posting this and that about marrying my best friend. That didn't just happen, right? I love him to death. My husband is amazing. But I didn't just stumble upon him. This was literally me putting in the work, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously, the qadr of Allah mashafa'at. But renewing my intentions, trying to be the best I could, but then learning how to do things the right way. And so when you're divorced and you're going to look for another guy, the worst, most scariest thing is actually doing it wrong again. Especially if you're carrying kids. So to the single ladies, I'll explain how you can avoid all this. To the married ladies, you're going to connect with this. And then to the divorced ladies, we're going to teach you how to not make this ever happen to you again, and how to stay in a good place with yourself, guys, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right, let's do it. So while I'm doing this, one big announcement. I'm going to be going live with all the sisters. Usually like a good hundreds and hundreds of you guys sign up for workshops. And I just want you to know we can only hold so much on the webinar that we're going to do. Like, we do like a live thing. We're going to have a live workshop in February, but the registration is now. So if you want to get on that, I'll put the link below. You'll see it on my Instagram and everywhere else. I'm going to talk about answering your questions on how to tell if a guy's compatible or what questions to ask him, right? So if you're into that, put it below. And if you're married, you can come too. It's totally okay. Because again, we want you to learn for your daughters. You're going to marry them off and, you know, yada, yada. Okay. So for today's podcast, we want to talk about these couple things, basically about how to avoid divorce, how to avoid picking the wrong guy and all that stuff. But if you are, like, I have women call me up, so I'm going to highlight some of these stories. And you're going to see, I'm going to backtrack and show you how this could have all been avoided if they had done ABC so that you can do better, right? Okay. The first story I have is from a sister. All right. So we're going to call her Mariam to protect her identity. But this call that I'm going to describe is probably one of, I don't know, at least 30 that I've gotten something similar. I'm not going to lie. Maybe it's like 80. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot, unfortunately. So the call I'm going to tell you today is I had a sister and she called me up. And alhamdulillah, we're not going to say what country she's from, because these women are going to be, by the way, from multiple continents. So it's not like one type of people, right? So this is just stuff that we're going through on many, many parts of the world. She called me up, and basically what happened is she had been married to her husband. Everything was good. She noticed he was a little bit overly friendly or a little bit, you know, nicey-nicey here and there, but nothing to worry about. A couple of years in, she has a kid, and then all of a sudden, somehow she finds out that her husband is talking to another woman because she sees messages on his phone. Ta-ta-ta-da, right? We've seen this too many times. We've heard about this too many times from girlfriends. Maybe you're listening right now, and it's you. Or maybe you weren't married, but you were in some type of relationship. We're not going to judge you. You know, you were talking to some guy and you saw the same thing happen for yourself and you weren't even married to him yet. You know, so here's the deal. She sees this. Now, she's already, I think, one kid in, and she tells me this whole thing, how, you know, we resolved it and we moved forward, alhamdulillah. And then next thing I find out is that he is, and he was still doing some studies, you know, some extended studies, like some master's degrees or something. And when he was in the college, I guess he must have found somebody. And then he was doing like extensive projects there. And this is what I mean about like staying late, out, away in mixed settings. Guys, this doesn't matter how great of a Muslim you are. But obviously this guy who was struggling, and she found out because there was somebody else on the campus that let her know, because she knew that he had a wife, that he has been spending a lot of time there. She thought on extra projects, but it turned out that he is having a full-on relationship with someone else. He's constantly in the apartment area that they have there, and flat on just completely entire relationship. And it gets a tad worse where she might be pregnant. So this woman now, I don't know how long she's married now. Maybe now she's like 12 years into the marriage. So she's calling me up at 12 years. Now, we could talk about all the things that, you know, going on. But let me tell you what happened to this sister. It happens to a lot of sisters. Number one, you know who she's blaming? Even though she blames him low-key, you know, obviously it's his fault because he's making his own decisions. This is not our fault as women, right? But she was talking about it, but I said, sis, let's just slow down a second. I want you to talk to me about how it's affecting you, though. And then she melted, absolutely bawled on the phone. She said, I'm ugly, I'm disgusting, I'm unlovable. I don't know where I went wrong, but apparently I'm not good enough. And she just went on and on. It was just the bashing, bashing, bashing. And I was like, subhanAllah, isn't it crazy how that's where we go? Because you know what? Let me just be real with you. If a man steps out on you, the first thing you're thinking is, not for every woman, I'm just going to talk to you on the normality level, like normal thing, normal like human response, is why did he step out? Like, what was I giving him that wasn't enough that he had to go somewhere else? So if a woman has that natural response, I just want to say, if that's you or you've ever experienced that, you have like a sister or cousin or something, like, there's nothing wrong with them feeling that. Like, they're normal. That's a normal thing to do. However, I want to tell you a piece of advice I had to give to the sister. And this is what I'm going to tell to all the sisters, because I want to tell you one of the biggest reasons that women fall into these situations. And then once we got to the bottom of it together, her and I, we realized that she's been selling herself short for a long time. Long before this guy, and then during this guy. And at the end of the day, if she would have fixed this problem first, or she would have addressed this thing first, or she would have noticed things about him when she was courting him, quote unquote, first, maybe this could have all been avoided, because she probably wouldn't have ended up marrying him with, from what I heard, from what she was saying. But she didn't think about that stuff till I even brought it up to her. So this is why I bring it up in the podcast. I want you to think about it. I don't want you to get stuck in these weird situations with these guys, and it could have all been avoided because we didn't know this stuff. That would be crazy, right? So basically, when we got down to it, she had really low self-esteem at this point, 12 years in, because he's stepping out with some girl who, by the way, was younger, and she knows who the girl is. So the worst part of it is, what happens to a lot of these women that call me, is she's following her now on Instagram. That is toxic, right? Think about every day how hard that is for you as you're watching the girl that your husband's stepping out with all over social media, doing her thing, getting her nails done, having her coffee. Like, you're just like, I don't know. You know, and then like, then it's like, well, why would she follow her? You know, because you're curious. You just want to know, what is it about this woman that wasn't enough? Like, I wasn't enough, and you had to go there. And that's what women tell me. They're experiencing the same thing over and over. And you know what I want to tell you? I tell them, these are two separate things. I know it's totally natural for you to associate his, sometimes it's an addiction, sometimes it's pornography. That's why I said stay, keep the kids out the room. Sometimes they have just pornography addiction. So if you're married right now and your husband has a pornography addiction, this is a very similar point. That's why I said I wanted single and married lately. You need to notice these things about these guys before we marry them, please. And I'm not saying guys can't develop these problems while we're married later. I'm trying to say a lot of them have it before and we don't even recognize it, and we could just avoid all of this. Because if a guy is going to go through all these things and he's just going to drag you through, and this woman was like, I just don't want to spend the next 10 years of my life looking over my shoulder wondering, like, every time he goes on a trip or he goes somewhere, like, where is he going? Like, that's horrible, ladies. You do not sleep. And if you have been through this, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? It's horrible. That's so hard. I feel for you, ladies. I know. But what I want you to know is the best way to fix this is to not let it ever happen in the first place. I'm all about education and prevention. That's why we have the podcast, right? So when I was divorced in my own situation and then I had to get remarried, I knew I didn't want to step into those same things. Me, myself then, not knowing anything, no one taught me. You don't have to be from a religious family to know this stuff. I was not, and I didn't know. And then I learned. And that's how I ended up in a good place now. But if you're just going to coast, hang up the podcast and be like, oh, you know, like, I hope that doesn't happen to me. Like, that's just not, that's, you're just setting yourself up. That's really dangerous. And I don't want that to happen to you. So what happened with her? Well, let me just be honest. She had to do a lot of things, and she found out in the end a lot of things she didn't want to know and a lot of things she didn't want to see. And now I don't know how many kids she's in now. Three at this point. And she's on and going in with lawyers and court and everything. It's not a happy ending. This is not a sitcom. That's not a movie here. This is real. And it was really, really hurtful. But she was crying. And when she was telling me about how ugly she is and how bad she is, you know what I said to her? I said, that is his story. You're mixing it up. This is his story. He has his own personal issues. He is in a very bad place with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, because he's stepping out and he's angering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the way, FYI, not to throw out, you know, Islamic law out here, but if you cheat on your spouse while you're married, you're up for the hud punishment. You know, you deserve some pretty serious punishment because you don't have an excuse. You have a married spouse that you can go to. You should not have to go anywhere else. Single people, the punishment is a little bit less. It's still pretty bad. But the point is, the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts these boundaries is because you don't really have an excuse. If you're married, you should not do that to your wife. If you do it to your husband, you should not do that to him. Like, you guys, we have to have a certain level of decency, right? I know the West makes it like, oh, well, he did this to me, so I could do that. Like, that's just crazy. Don't follow them. Look at their divorce rate. This is not about East versus West. What I'm trying to say is we have the perfect package from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have lived through so many things. You have no idea. And I hear people's stories every day. And I cannot tell you that if you do things the right way, you do not suffer like this. And even if you suffer, it would not be that bad compared to if you did it, these other things. So when we went back, we backtracked with the sister, story one, we found out that she had signs of him, of some type of promiscuity, and she didn't realize it. She missed the flags. Why? Because she wasn't looking for the right things, and she was getting, she had some type of a relationship. It wasn't like a halal start. So first lesson here is bad beginning, bad ending. You've heard me say that a lot. If you're on the podcast, here's another reminder. Number two, because that's what it looks like when you play it out, right? Number two is she wasn't asking the right things because she was all caught up. Don't get caught up, ladies. Get your smarts on. Get your logic on. If you want, like I said, if you come to the workshop, we'll talk more about it. It's totally free. But please do something to learn. It is not, there's just way too much risk. Number two. Number three, this is her kid's problem now too. She's got to drag three kids through ripping them away from their father because, and by the way, I can't even talk about the other stuff. He's giving her diseases. That's as much as I'm going to say. Nobody wants to hear more about that. Okay? Because whoever he's stepping out with is an unclean person. And so at the end of the day, and we're not judging her either, but I'm just saying he's bringing stuff home to his wife. Do you see? The risk is real. Her physical health, her mental health, her psychological health, her children's future. This is serious. Please, ladies, let's slow down. Take a moment. Don't get caught up with these guys because it was all love and cute until all this happened and played out. We could have definitely avoided that. Okay. Let me see how much time I have here. Okay. Second story. This is a revert story. Actually, I have a revert story and then I have a traditional story because I thought I'd mix it up for all the different type of sisters that we have listening out there. This one is a revert. She's actually really impressive. She was talking to me. She actually divorced this guy, completely divorced him. And we're not advocating divorce or no divorce. There's no such thing. You should never do that for anyone. You should never suggest divorce to anyone. It's not your place. This is for the scholars and they should go and, you know, talk to people. I'm just saying with the things she was telling me, he also had addictions. She didn't realize that he had these addictions. It was not about women. It was about something else. She didn't realize that he had these addictions until she was married to him. While she was married to him for years, she tried to break the addictions and help him out and support him out. But it turned out in the end that, and these were low key things. And by the way, this was a guy who was raised and went to an Islamic school and was in the mosque and da, da, da. Like I get a lot of these types of things. Guy looked like, you know, goes to prayer on Fridays. Like this is like the typical good guy, quote unquote. But you know, everybody's got stuff and he had an addiction and she tried to help him through it. He couldn't. She was very, very smart. And when I say smart, I don't mean because she divorced. I mean, because she's just really bright the way she handled it. I was actually highly impressed with her. And then at the same time now, he's not over her and he can't stop contacting her. And there's some problems with that because, you know, then you're like, oh, I feel bad. And okay, so let me say something to women who are in the position of divorce, trying to rebuild. She's stuck in this place right now because maybe he has a great family. She had a great relationship with him. You're really torn in all these places. If you have kids, you don't have kids. If you got along with his family, you didn't get along with his family. My point is your heart is torn in all these places. And there's like so much like, what's going to happen with me? Who's going to love me now? Who's going to love my kids now? Like there is so much what if I never find someone? What if I die alone? What if I end up like this? What if it's just so much fear. So what I want to say to ladies who are divorced or women who are single or married or whatever, when you make decisions, don't make fear-based decisions, make faith-based decisions. I'm going to say it again because it's that serious. Do not make fear-based decisions. Don't get emotional, what if, and oh no, because all that stuff is going to lead you to some type of dark place where you either get depressed or you either make choices that are emotionally, just like knee-jerky decisions and they're not logically sound. I know because I've been there. We've all been there, right? We've all been there in that place where we're like, but when you make faith-based decisions, That's when you could like walk into the craziest situations, be like, Allah has me. For example, we're all watching Gaza unfold, right? We're watching all the madness. We're watching people be able to have their entire family ripped away from them. The scariest of things. And they're not having fear-based reactions. Oh no, what if I'm next? Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's some people who are struggling, right? Spiritually with that. We all would. Like, this is totally logical. But the majority of them are having faith-based responses. And we're so impressed. MashaAllah, their whole family this, and then we saw this. MashaAllah. You see, this is in the face of adversity. They are responding with, I fear no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah. And the whole world, we're watching people convert. We're watching people or revert, whatever. We're watching Muslims get revived in their deen because we're watching these people have faith-based responses. Trusting of Allah amidst the uncertainty. They don't know where their next drink of water, their next bowl of whatever is coming from. They can't even, they're sleeping outside. When you want to talk about what if, uncertainty, oh my gosh, let's talk about Gaza. Let's talk about how they're not, you know, just running to whatever's easy. They're standing up for one another and they're doing what's difficult because they trust Allah will reward them and then in the end, He will help them. What about that with you, funny guy? Are you taking that approach? Or is it like, oh, but if, what if, and then, you know, like, it's, there's a lot of that. A lot of women are making decisions that are very emotional and they would call me up and the majority of the time it's just like, I just want to take your opinion on this because I'm not sure what to decide. But a lot of the decisions are actually crystal clear. I know they know the right answer, but then they're going the opposite way because that's the logical answer, but then they're going the emotional route. By the way, if you want to talk to me, I do talk to women. This is like, I'm talking about these calls. If you're a new time listener, we have 15 minute free calls. A lot of times they're booked out at least 60 days. A lot of women ask me, can I get one sooner? I really don't. It's just because I have so many. On top, we try to give every woman one 15 minute call because there's so many women. I just want to reach everyone, be fair. And then we also have bigger 45 minute ones. You're totally, you know, you could talk to me anytime. We have a scheduler. If you go to our website, www.mindful-muslimah.com, mindful Muslimah, it's just like a hyphen thing in between. You can talk to me, go to the consultation area and we have stuff. We also have downloadable stuff. We have like free resources on marriage for married women, unmarried women. Check it all out. But that's how you can talk to me. But the last woman I want to highlight today really quickly is this. There was one sister and she was courting the guy, totally halal, okay? She was doing a great job. Her parents were giving her the wrong advice, telling her she could talk to him, she could meet him and stuff. Like, by the way, if your parents say that, even if, I don't care, I'm not going to say what parts of the world parents do this the most or a lot. I hear it often, but you can't meet with a guy and talk to a guy alone. There's no difference in opinion about this. You really shouldn't. Because at the end of the day, Rasulullah says, when two are alone, shaitan is the third. That's it, point blank. You know, at the end of the day, it only leads to things. And I don't care how smart you are, sis, because we're all smart. Hopefully we're all smart, right? But at the end of the day, shaitan, he's pretty devious. And we can't control everything, especially when our heart gets involved. Let's just be real. So at the end of the day, this guy, like, he called it off with her. Like, they were talking, he called it off with her. And it really seemed like it was done. But then, like, she felt like, she's like, fine, I'm not going to talk to him anymore. And then she blocked him. And then she decided to unblock him one day. And then all of a sudden, a text comes in from him and they start talking all over again. And then he starts complaining to her about this and that about her family. And in the end, I want to say, because I get this a lot about with the guys, like all this, basically all these flags came about, okay? I'm listening to her tell me the story about all this stuff this guy's saying, and I'm like, woo, flag here, flag there. That's scary. You should watch out. And then she's like, so what do you think I should do? So I turn it to her and I'm like, well, what do you think you should do? Because I'm like, I want to know what she noticed. And funny enough, she did notice all these things. But she was like, but maybe if you get married, things will change. Things will get better. So let me say something to women like that. Women who are single looking for a guy and whatnot. Number one is if you are hoping things go better later, there's a 50-50 chance at best that will happen. Marry the person knowing that you may not get what you want. If you can marry him knowing there's a really good chance he might not change, whatever it is he needs to change, the way he deals with you, the way he talks to your parents. And by the way, when you talk to guys and you see them get all annoyed and angry and stuff like that, or like weirded out about situations and conversations, that's a really good way of seeing what they're like to be married to and have a conversation with them. If you're struggling now and you're just courting them, imagine what it's like when you're married. Married women, do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. So if you're looking for a guy and you see all these situations, but you're hoping things will get better once you're married, married women, what do we say to that? It's not 100% that's going to happen. So marry him knowing that might never change. And if you're like, no, if I'm not sure it'll change, I definitely can't marry him, then don't. That's really the long and short of it. Wait till he does. Wait till it's fixed and whatever. In a halal way, of course. Last thing I want to say for the married women is this. If you're in a situation where you're in a married situation and any of these things I said, I don't want to trigger anyone, has caused you any type of whatever, please call me as well. I talk to married women about things as well. We just do nasiha. That's what we do. It's Islamic advice. If there's anything deeper, a lot of you guys know, I will pass you off to a therapist or a sheikh or something, because actually there's certain things that should not be covered by anyone. You shouldn't go around on Instagram and podcasts asking people Islamic rulings. This is not Islamically sound, and I don't give rulings of any kind because this is not permissible. So I will tell you, if it gets to the level of something, there are people who can definitely take to that next level. But for now, what I want to say, sisters, is so many of these things could have been avoided. Even the sister who, the reverse sister, let me just go a little summary now here. The first sister, actually, let's go to her first. The one that was telling about the guy with the promiscuity and the women and stuff, and now she's a mess. This one could have been avoided. We talked about it in the beginning. There were red flags, and she missed them all because she was just, you know, trying to like be nice about it and overlook stuff. And on top of that, she had low self-esteem, so she accepted stuff that she shouldn't. So ladies, build up your self-esteem. Number two, find the right questions to ask and the right things to look for. That's what our workshop is about. Again, link in the description. It's totally free, okay? I don't know if I'm doing replays on these, so I don't know. It depends on how things go. People are like, where's the replay? I'm like, I don't know if I can always do those, but we'll do our best. Better to show up. I think it's on 11 a.m. on a February 11th. We'll see. But like I said, registration's now. Second one is the revert sister. She was really, really smart, but now she's getting dragged in. Like, she was clean out and she had moved on, but now she's getting sucked back in. Again, we have to learn how to not do this. She's trying to figure out, should I go back? And so when you're thinking logically about situations, you really, really sometimes need an outside opinion. I gave her some, but most women, they don't have one. So if you want, again, you can talk to me anytime. Third one is with the sister of this situation. I just want to say, at the end of the day, all of these situations where you feel like it's going to get better later and what if and what not, make istikhara, be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than ever, and do your due diligence. Not just know your non-negotiables. I know you guys know me for that, but there's more than that. That's what I'm going to talk about also in the workshop, because when we talk about questions, a lot of you guys ask me like, what questions should you ask? So what I'm going to do in the workshop actually is I'm going to break it down and let you guys talk to me and tell me what you want to figure out, and I'll help you come up with the questions like on the spot right there. What I can also do is I'm talking about the other types of questions, which are the thin and the thick ones, which are also incredibly important, and we're often mixing them all up. So I just hope these insights to these ladies' stories really let you know how you can be more empowered as a woman to avoid all this pain, all this hurt. It doesn't have to happen, ladies. But it is painful because these women are all of them in tears on the phone with me at best, and many, many more. It's happening too much. The reason I'm talking about this is because I want our women to have better. I want you to have better. You deserve an amazing, loving relationship. But that comes with knowing how to know to differentiate what's going to be good for you or not. You don't want to wonder. You don't want to make the wrong decision on something where you have to wake up to that person every day. You have kids with that person. This is not, like I've said many times, like buying a purse or shoes from wherever on Amazon. It's not a return policy like within 10 days. It doesn't work like that. There's a lot of scars, a lot of trauma, and it all can be avoided if you just can know how to do better. If you need me, again, you can always reach us out on the website, and tons of resources on there. We're all about helping you, ladies. But definitely, definitely, don't do nothing. Take action. The website's www.mindful-muslimah.com. Again, check me on Instagram. Follow my story, because if I am in London, which I should be right now, then I'm going to buy, I think, coffee for the first 10 to 20 women that show up. I would love to see you. If I'm going to put up the spot where I'm going to be, check it out in my story. All right, talk to you in the next one. Assalamu alaikum.